Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Our number three is underway here at Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And it's Conan. We lost Ian. He's getting a haircut finally. I think he got enough flack from you guys in the comments. Give him a hard time over his hair. He just got out of jail, man. Leave the guy alone. He's finally getting his hair. He's been talking to people and doing, making up for lost time, being in jail for 69 days. He's finally, he's put his foot down. He's going to take care of that Weird Al Yankovic mop on his head, and hopefully he comes back down, and Bonnie does a good job. I think she's got skills.
Yeah, he was abducted, but, like, in a good way.
Yes, a good way. Yes, every man out there would be very happy to
be abducted
to be welcomed back into the life and abducted once again, as you put it, in a good way.
Speaking of which, on March 16th of 2021, I call these people terrorists. You might know them as government agencies. They conspired and got together and raided the Free Talk Live studio where we're at currently. They raided the Bitcoin Embassy. They raided the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. They also raided the Mighty Moose Mart. It's a freaking convenience store, a small one at that. So, at any rate, six people were arrested. We call these people the Crypto Six. They were otherwise kidnapped, as you might call it, taken into custody. Ian Freeman just got out of jail yesterday after nearly 70 days. And Nobody, the person named Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, is still in custody. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's multiple ways where you can donate to their legal defense fund. Because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal teams, and it's going to take many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state for activities that don't seem to have a victim. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. All right. Conan, are we done with Bull Moose?
Yeah, I never did get to the point, though.
Well, get to your point. Then we're not done.
Okay, so why did they fire these employees? Here's what I think. I had to go to another outlet, boston.com, and they say, hey, check it out. By the way, the employees were having conversations with the labor union, and a labor attorney about their rights that they said were being violated by this company, by this new policy.
Ooh.
And so you had the three. The company says it wasn't about masks, and it could have been about these angry back and forths between the employees and the employers. And I don't know about you, but if I'm in New Hampshire and I can fire you for any reason, and I have some punk ass kid coming at me, you know, giving me grief every single day, not doing his job, complaining about everything, guess what?
You're fired.
Or was this?
You gotta hold your thumb up a little bit when you say that.
Or is that the firing pin on the grenade or the?
No, the
red button.
Isn't it the Trump thing when he was on the show?
Never seen it.
He was on some show.
Yeah, he was on the boss or something.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the show.
You're hired. You're fired.
Yeah, he was always firing people. You're fired.
I think that this was an attempt by management, by the company as a whole, to send a message to other woke-ass kids out there at other bull mooses that if you attempt to start a union to cause problems for us, this is how we're going to handle you. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to fire the whole damn lot of you. I think this was a message.
It's now, interesting to me that they would do so in a market where, like, you know,
everyone's hurting.
You know, yeah, restaurants having a hard time hiring enough people to come and work and that kind of a thing.
When we opened up on this, the big question was, how does a store like this even run?
Right.
I mean, I sell a lot of this stuff. I mean, I sell, but I deliver, and of course, I sell books online.
Right.
So this, by the way, so Bull Moose, they compete with me. How does a store like this stay in business? Maybe there's something else going on here. Maybe the store was failing. Maybe the store expects to receive some kind of subsidy, some kind of COVID subsidy or something, if they can prove that they don't have enough employees to run the place. Maybe there's something that we don't know that we're not going to find out about for a week or two, or ever.
Yeah, I mean, I suspect we probably won't.
But if it was in fact to stand up to these kids, then I hope we see more of this. I hope we see more employers out there who say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm not going to be bossed around by my damn employees. You know, customer comes first. You need to get out there, get on the front lines. You need to serve your damn customers, sell them some product. Otherwise, no, we're not doing this. We're not playing this game. Because there are too many companies out there that are being taken to task by these woke people who are trying to rewrite history. They're trying to rewrite all the policy, the whole countrywide policy.
It's so disturbing to me to hear the term woke. You know,
you think it's a good term. But not anymore. It's not
coming from being a statist and then like figuring out that I'm not a statist. To me, that has always been referred to as like an awakening or waking up. That type of thing.
Use red pilled.
I was red-pilled, yes, correct. But then, you know, a group of those people woke up, right? Now, they were never referred to as woke, but it disturbs me to hear the term woke referring to people who are certainly not that. They have not been awakened and enlightened. They certainly have very little comprehension of basic economics. They have probably zero exposure to the philosophies of freedom.
It's ironic that both you and I
feel it's been co-opted. Yeah,
I agree, and it's a sad thing. But you know what? So has the term liberal, which we are. Not classical liberals, but I think that we are true liberals to a certain degree.
Classical liberal would be a pretty close
police station, maybe some military,
minarchist
in the court system. Yeah, that's a classical liberal. I think the term, you're right. It's been co-opted. It's been stolen. You know what? Just let it go.
Yeah,
let it go and use red pilled or use awakened. Or, you know,
I try to refer to myself as an individualist or a voluntarist.
Yeah, wokes are not individualists. I'll tell you that right now. They are definitely a collective.
But I also still use the term anarchist from time to time. Because it's not my fault people don't know what the real definition of that word is.
Yeah.
Right? I'm the guy who knows the real definition. Y'all think it means something else.
Yeah, they think it means Mad Max. I think it means, Thunderdome.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love those movies. Those movies are great. I love a post-apocalyptic movie, particularly the Mad Max series. They're great, man.
They're fun. It's good fun.
But they are entertainment. To me, they're just comic books on the screen.
Yeah, let's make Mad Max fiction again.
Right.
You know, you've seen that meme, make 1984 fiction again.
Yes.
And some people are actually reading it like it's an instruction manual.
Have you seen this one? It's Alexandria Ocasio Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a picture of her. And, like, I think it's a picture of her actually before she got into politics. She was a bartender at some point.
Yeah.
And so it's a picture of her. And it's got the big logo with the acronym NABA. NABA instead of NAGA for like Trump was, you know, which America stands, great again.
Which stands
they
for?
N-A-B-A, NABA, make Alexandria bartend again.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was hilarious.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think she's got her foot in the door.
Oh, yeah.
She has too many supporters. She's going to get reelected.
Oh, is she a billionaire yet?
Not yet.
I mean, I know she was only making whatever kind of public salary, what? But you know how it goes. These people get into politics and all of a sudden they're millionaires.
Once she gets Pelosi out of the way, she can start, you know, making more, you know, more command decisions that support her and her peoples. Yeah, I can see it. I can see it in the cards.
603-283-6160. When
we are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It's even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
we start the segment, we say, this is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you want. Open phones. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Conan.
What are we talking about, Conan?
We were talking about companies dropping mask mandates, which, by the way, I have a list. Walmart, Target, Costco, Starbucks, Home Depot.
Now, are they dropping it for the customers or for the employees?
Everyone who has been vaccinated. Hold on. None of them can ask you if you've been vaccinated. So there you are. You were talking about the two groups. It's really no one's really talking about the COVID those who have suffered from the illness and have developed antibodies. That is not being spoken about anywhere because
right.
because the science, because trust it and all, says that you don't need to get the vaccine if you've had the illness. You're good. You're covered. I don't know, but I've heard of too many people who have had it and decided to get the vaccine anyways. Those are usually the ones who get sick.
Yeah, I've heard some exactly that, but I've also heard some, and I haven't heard it a lot, and it's been a while since I heard it, but they were saying that people who got COVID and recovered, which is more than 99% of the people who got it, by the way.
Unless you're over 80 or 60.
I mean, I'm talking about without any, you know, vaccine or pseudo-vaccine, whatever the hell. There was some scuttle about, I think it was Fauci maybe, or somebody who said, well, we recommend that you get it anyway because of the variants. And then they come out with stories that said there's over 1,000. I don't remember. It was an astronomical number.
There's at least one variant from every country right now.
Right. And like soon it'll be one from every area code. And soon it'll be one from every county or municipality or, you know.
And it's quite possible that Fauci did say this because I believe that he said everything at least once. And then backtracked a week later because what he does is he says something like, you know, double mask or wear a face shield or, you know, masks aren't necessary. And then the CDC changes their guidelines or whatever news program that he watches,
Yeah. They
start to change their tune. And then he comes back out and he's like, yeah, you know what? I've been doing some thinking about that and all, you know, and it might make sense to double mask. Prime example. A year ago, There was a conspiracy theory that was floating about that this COVID-19 did not, in fact, start in a lab. It started from a bat and or a pangolin, and it was moved to the wet market, and that's where it spread in China. The Trump narrative was that no, this was started in the lab. This was completely started in the lab by humans and it got out. You're fired. And everyone was saying no. Tinfoil hat, conspiracy theory, you guys are nuts, it came from a damn bat. Go back to your MAGA country. Now and then of course 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, there was the Rand Paul Fauci debate where Rand was grilling this guy. He's like, no, gain the function. Were you actually funding the lab in Wuhan? This and that. And Fauci was like, nah, you are mistaken. You are insulting me. Da 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 da.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know it?
Turns out,
2 days later, the CDC dropped their guidance on the mask policy. 2 days later. What the hell happened there? And then a week later, Fauci comes out and he's saying, now what is he saying? It's a possibility that it was, you know, might have been spread from, you know, a lab somewhere. We need to do the research. We need to figure this out because it's very important that we get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
What? This guy, man. Yeah, this guy. How can you still trust this guy, people?
No, it's Anthony Fasci. That's the correct pronunciation.
He has said everything once. He's backtracked on everything once. He says everything. How can you believe anything that's coming out of this guy's mouth? And don't tell me science changes.
No, I haven't looked it up, but I've seen a couple of memes with an ancient Anthony Fasci. Where,
you mean back when he was screwing around with AIDS?
Yeah,
HIV?
He was a proponent of the AZT, which
that killed
so
people.
Many people that, suffered from.
That's what was killing people. It wasn't the damn AIDS. It was AZT was killing them.
Yeah.
And it was who was backing it? Who was all about that? Fauci.
Anthony Fasci.
What's he doing now?
Yeah, weird.
Well, here
it's almost as if a person gets into power and then begins to abuse it for their whole life.
Let's talk about one of the individuals, a virologist, Nobel-winning Prize virologist, who actually was talking about the Wuhan spread, back a year ago.
Okay.
And when he was immediately buried. No one would deal with this guy anymore. No one would have him on there. They would interview him. They wouldn't talk to this guy. They tinfoil hat.
Yep.
Conspiracy nut. We don't want to deal with this guy anymore. His name is Luc Montagnier, French guy. While it is understood that the virus... All right, so he made this prediction a year ago, and now people are changing their tune. You got mainstream media is changing the tune. For what? For why? What happened? This guy is saying exactly what mainstream media is saying and what they damned him for a year ago. Now he's saying something in an interview... A very long interview that I haven't watched completely because I have it's subtitled.
Sure.
But he has another realization that I think is going to see the light of day one day. And here it is. While it is understood that viruses mutate, causing variants. I'm sure you've heard of the variants.
Yep.
That's all they talk about these days.
Well, and that's like for our listeners, a variant is just like how there's a new sort of version of the flu.
It's a mutation.
It just mutates, right? Yeah.
So all right, why is this all important, though? So, French biologist and Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier contends that is, quote, it is the vaccinations that is creating the variants.
Wait, read that again. It's the vaccinations?
The vaccination is causing the variants, and it only makes sense. Otherwise, this everyone would have got a herd immunity, and Corona probably would have just kind of gone away, and you wouldn't have seen it until next fall, well, during flu season. The 2008 Nobel laureate made the explosive comments as part of a larger interview with Pierre, I can't say his last name, a French reporter, of Hold Up Media earlier this month. The clip was exclusively translated for RAIR Foundation, which is the website that I'm getting this for, and is quite damning for the agenda-driven left-wing establishment. As reported in April of last year, Professor Montagnier presented a powerful case that the coronavirus was created in a lab, and he was damned for it, of course. His comments at the time offended the left-wing establishment so much that they aggressively attempted to discredit his statement. Now, the media is backpedaling on the origin of the coronavirus after prominent scientists called for further scrutiny. So... This is gonna see the light of day, I can tell you.
That's an amazing thing for him to say. 603-283-6160.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nearly half of all adults in the U.S. are now fully vaccinated against COVID, according to the CDC. The agency said Tuesday that more than 129 million people over the age of 18 are fully vaccinated, and nearly 164 million Americans of all ages have received at least one dose, about 49.5% of the country's population. In at least 25 states, more than half of the adult population has received at least one dose, with nine states having vaccination rates of at least 70%. And Manhattan's district attorney has convened a grand jury to look into possible indictments for former President Donald Trump and his businesses. The panel will sit 3 days a week for 6 months. Manhattan DA Cy Vance has been investigating the Trump Organization over allegations of possible bank and tax fraud. The former president has called the investigations corrupt and politically motivated. This is USA Radio News. A new bill in Texas will allow permitless handguns to be carried in public. Lance Pry has more.
Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And as the airline industry gears up for an expected busy Memorial Day travel weekend, passengers will still be required to wear a mask on board an airplane. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Tuesday that the mask mandate aboard airplanes has been extended. He said that the department is working to end the mandate as soon as possible, but it will remain in place until, quote, the science and data established that this is in the best interest of the American public's health. Masks are still required on airplanes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation by federal mandate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that is on your mind. The telephone number to do so is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Conan.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people in the Shire. You can do all sorts of things, but you can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. If you're planning an event, you know, you want to connect with other people and let them know. You can also connect with other attendees via the unofficial Telegram chat and the unofficial forum, which are all found at forkfest.party. Again, July 4th, it's June 28th through July 4th, forkfest.party. party. I hope to see you there. Come party with the Countdown. So, Conan, you've been telling us about this virologist, this French guy, Nobel Prize winner, Professor Luc, I'm going to butcher the name too, Montagnier, if you're...
If you're English, it's Montagnier, but Frenchmen, they pronounce it, I think it's the end there.
The headline is, he explains how COVID-19 vaccines are creating the variants. And the actual quote from him that they've got highlighted here is, and this is just some other article I brought up because I searched it, it is the vaccination that is creating the variants, according to this Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah, it should... And this is not just the Rona. This is not just the COOF. This is pretty much every vaccination. I've heard this before. You're not supposed to vaccinate during a outbreak because you're not going to be able to squash it. The same way you when you're taking penicillin or antibiotics,
yeah.
you have to do it for the entire two weeks.
Right.
If you allow that. Bacteria to survive, just a little trace amount of it, it'll come back even stronger. So you have to knock it out completely the first time, and that's kind of the way this is working. It's not knocking it out of the system, out of the community completely, and so you have little strains of it that are still floating around, and then they start mutating and becoming something completely different. Now, let's go on with the professor here.
Sure.
Basically, he was damned. He was thrown under the bus a whole year ago. No one wanted to talk to him. And now it seems like everything he was talking about a year ago, everyone's changing their tune. So I'm going to start listening to this guy a little more. He was right a year ago. Now, what he's saying is it might not be correct, but I am going to give him more credit than I have the mainstream media who's been lying to me all year.
Well, and this
or Fauci, who backtracks every second of the day.
Right. This is an example of what natural authority looks like, right? There's a couple of definitions of authority. We all know the fear ruling and violence mongers that are called authority. We refer to them as governments commonly here on this show because that's all they do. They make things up and tell you what to do, and they enforce those things with violence. That is one form of authority. There's another form of authority, and that is somebody who is an expert on a subject. He's an authority on this particular topic.
Correct, right? And sadly, too many of these guys are being squashed.
Right.
All year long, their YouTube channels have been taken down. Their Twitter forums have been taken down. Why? Because they aren't preaching the gospel. They're not preaching. They're going against the what has been considered safe for us, and so what they say is unsafe, and it's going to get people killed if you follow this. Oh my God, you're going to start injecting bleach next thing you know it. I don't remember if you were around when that blew up.
Tide pods.
So Professor Montagnier referred to the vaccination program for the coronavirus as an quote unacceptable mistake. Mass vaccinations are a scientific error as well as a medical error, he said. It is an unacceptable mistake. The history books will show that, because it is the vaccination that is creating the variants. The prominent virologist explained that there are, quote, there are antibodies created by the vaccine, forcing the virus to either find another solution or die. This is where the variants are created. It is the variants that are a production and a result from the vaccination. And this is why Professor Montague said that epidemiologists know but are silent about the phenomenon known as antibody dependent enhancement, ADE. In the articles that mention ADE, the concerns expressed by Professor Montagnier are dismissed. Scientists say that ADE is pretty much a non-issue with COVID-19 vaccines, but why COVID-19 vaccines, whereas this is something that is established everywhere else, antibody-dependent enhancement.
And how could they know that? It hasn't been even through clinical trials.
I don't even know if they've had this. Yeah, exactly. So what has it been, 6 months now?
Yeah.
Where are your long-term studies?
Yeah, where's your peer-reviewed evidence?
The professor explained that the trend is happening in each country where the curve of vaccination is followed by the curve of deaths. The Nobel laureate's point is emphasized by information revealed in an open letter from a long list of medical doctors to the European Medicines Agency.
The letter stated in part that, quote, there have been numerous media reports from around the world of care homes being struck by COVID-19 within days of vaccinations of residents. And, yeah, I remember when the AstraZeneca was tested, I think it was Sweden or Norway.
Yeah.
They tested on, like, 80 old people, and they, like, all died.
Yeah.
Like, the next day, like, that week. But you don't hear that unless you watch BitChute, unless you're getting your news from alternative media, because right. you're not going to see that on the big stream.
Certainly not on your regular television channels by any stretch of the imagination.
Here's from the actual a piece taken from the actual interview. He was asked, "Should we be vaccinating during a pandemic?" His response: "It's unthinkable. They're silent. Many people know this. Epidemiologists know it. It is the antibodies produced by the virus that enable infection to become stronger. It's what we call antibody-dependent enhancement, which means antibodies favor a certain infection. The antibody attaches to the virus. From that moment, it has the receptors, the antibodies. We have them in the macrophage, etc. It pokes the virus, and not accidentally, but because of the fact that they are linked to the antibodies. It is clear that the new variant are created by antibody mediated selection due to the vaccination." End quote. This guy seems like he knows what he's talking about. It seems kind of makes sense, especially if you compare it to, say, something like antibiotics or penicillin, where it's, if you don't use the correct amount and knock it out,
yeah.
you will allow it to grow stronger and create a nuisance later on down the road.
Is there more in this particular article that you have?
Not this one, no. Okay. Except the full translation. From this segment. I haven't watched the whole video yet. Yeah. I've only watched the 2-minute video of this guy talking.
I just during the break, I looked this up myself, hoping to find the article you were referring to, but I found a different article. This article adds something that's not in yours, and it says Professor Luc Montagnier, or however you pronounce his name, continued to say that he is doing his own experiments with those who become infected with the coronavirus after getting the vaccine. He says, quote, "I will show you that they are creating the variants that are resistant to the vaccine," unquote.
Correct.
He's going to prove it.
And you can only do it until after the effect, which is what we're dealing with right now, the fallout.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep your eyes on this guy.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live. Final segment on the way.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Only 2 years to flatten the curve, Conan.
Oh, my God. It's getting close to 2 years.
I mean...
But finally, at least some of these states are opening back up, like 100% opening back up, dropping their silly mask policies and whatnot. We were talking during the break. I am so concerned with all the people who have gotten the jab. We don't know where this is going to be in 10 years. We don't know what this is going to lead to. This is brand spanking new. This is experimental. You're all guinea pigs. This hasn't been tested on humans before.
Right. Contrary to what most folks believe, the FDA has not passed this. It has granted it temporary emergency status. So that means it didn't have to go through all the rigmarole and testing and whatever that they usually require.
They didn't even have to test it on animals first.
Right.
They went straight to humans. They say that they're testing on animals as we speak.
Right.
As well as you human guinea pigs, but this is insane.
We'll talk more, and you have a story to share that I want you to share. But first, I need to say thank you to somebody calling themselves Reasonable Voice. They are a silver-level amplifier here at Free Talk Live. What does that mean? Well, that means Reasonable Voice went to amp.freetalklive.com and signed up to become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and so they contribute $5 a month. You can contribute more. There's a couple different levels, and there's some cool perks that you get for contributing. But where does this money go? It goes to get this radio program onto more radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently on somewhere around 200 radio stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300. We could be on more radio stations. It's all up to you. So please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you again, Reasonable Voice, for your continued contribution. We appreciate it.
Now, we've hinted at this phenomenon before, and I think it might have even been covered in depth, but I've never gotten the opportunity, even though I've brought this particular article to the show, but to put it in perspective, because this, to remind me that I actually had this article at hand,
mm-hmm.
I was talking to my ex the other day, and by the way, I'm one of those guys who's can get along with his with his ex-girlfriends, except one. There's only one that I can't. But she's talking about what she did that day. She says she went to the salon to get her nails did.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there all masked up. Everyone was masked. The attendant was masked, and she's sitting there. I guess it was bring your baby to work day.
Okay.
Because there was an infant, the salonist's, the manicurist's son, a toddler, not even a toddler, but it's still an infant, but you're probably less than a year old, in the carriage over there. And, of course, what do you do when you see a kid and you want to make the kid smile? She pulls her mask down. And she does the goo-goo smile face at the kid.
Yeah.
And immediately, this kid turns the tears and starts wailing. And it was like, oh, my God. And the manicurist was like, it's something about the mask, this and that. There was a language barrier, so it wasn't really understood what was being communicated. But and she just told me kind of offhand, and I heard this, and I'm like, oh, my God. This kid sounds to me like this kid hasn't seen human faces, or maybe at least outside human faces. Maybe family is all right, but probably hasn't seen a human face its whole life.
Yeah, that is disturbing.
And all of a sudden, someone, another human being, an adult, and she's a good-looking girl, too, so it's not like she's ugly or something, smiles at this kid, and the kid doesn't know what the hell it just saw. For all it knows, this woman over here wants to eat him.
Right, right.
A simple smile brought him to tears, and I thought about that. That's like, this coof has screwed up our economy so badly and has messed so many things up, but no one thinks about the long-term effects of the toddlers, of the infants, of what these masks have done to them. This is crucial that they learn how to understand what expressions mean
right,
in these early months.
A big majority of human communication is facial expression. That's why, we here on Free Talk Live, as they say, we have voices for radio, right? We're not, the most attractive people in the world.
I'm just saying
that, but yet people tune in and watch. Why do they do that? Because a lot of communication is facial expression, and some people need to have that connection. And so we do stream this live, of course, over at LRN.FM and stream.freetalklive.com, I believe. Go to freetalklive.com. You can find our cams.
I enjoy being able to see the people who are talking. I like it,
yeah.
but I am an avid audiobook podcast listener, so I can tolerate just
right.
hearing voices in my head. But I like to see somebody.
Right, but if you're anything like me, when you do that, you're also imagining somebody. Right, you're imagining.
Oh, yeah,
you're hearing whether or not they're. Are they talking up? Are they talking down? Are they being smooth?
And then, right? And then, of course, you've been listening to them for the last 2 years, and then you finally see a picture of them, and you're like, "That's not I've been listening to for 3 years."
That's Conan. Wow, that's the captain. Wow, he doesn't look anything like his.
It happens all the time.
So I'm also concerned about the infants who aren't seeing, human faces and like freaking out, but also all of the children. I mean, even up to, these kids are being raised not only not seeing the human face and having to communicate without normal human facial expression, but they're also being conditioned in ways that children have not been conditioned before.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least in a method, a style, if you will, that hasn't been done, which is to say that for the first time, the government can just say, there's a danger of something in your health. Close everything down.
I have no doubt there'll be another one. Coming up this fall.
Because it happened when they were kids, when it happens again when they're, either older children or in their teens or even adults, right?
What's the study where
Pavlov's
dogs?
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. So you're going to hear that chime going off, and they're all going to go immediately into panic mode.
Yep.
And duck and cover, and they're going
to go, oh, yeah, this is what happened to us when we were kids. I remember this. We know how to do this. And it's just going to be an automated reaction to it instead of a thoughtful process.
It's so sad what is possible. What is probable to come during our lifetimes, and of course, from exactly the people you have indicated, the people who have been conditioned to believe, and just they've just been drinking all this up, this Kool-Aid, since day one, and now they're even more obedient little zombies than they were before all this nonsense happened. This from the article. Infants and toddlers watch our faces for important clues about language and social situations. That is why it is so important that they can see our faces without anything getting in the way. For instance, a face mask that covers a mouth and nose. But what happens when babies can't see half of our faces or mouths, cheeks, noses in everyday situations? This woman, Ellen Aaron Vollmer of Therapy Works, says that babies learn through watching and modeling. They copy what the adults do around them. When they can't see our faces, it's hard for babies to learn. Focusing on facial expressions and facial movement is highly important when developing mirror neurons and ultimately speech and language skills. That's why it is important that an infant see the face of their communicative partner when developing early speech, says this doctor. And later on in life, you can listen to audiobooks when you've actually figured out how to communicate, how to have conversations with your fellow human being. But until then, these first months are very important. Your actual brain is being built during these months.
Right. And children learn language very early. And in fact, children can learn multiple languages when they begin learning their first language, much easier than an adult can learn a second language or third language, for that matter.
You're set in your ways by then.
Like your brain is ready and willing to absorb this new information when you're a child because you're still forming all of these things.
It's like working with clay.
Right. Yes. And so
we're hard diamonds right now.
We definitely are. but your brain is more spongy, you're more receptive to soaking up the knowledge when you're younger. And so it's easier to teach children.
And actually building brand new brain neurons as
well. Right.
So this is who knows what this is going to lead to. You hear all of the academics, you know, talking about how we need pre-K to be part of the
pre-K
indoctrination
camp. Yeah, and then like a couple years after high school, too.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that one.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, government isn't teaching your children enough in the 12 years they hold them captive that now they need another 1 year in the front and two in the back.
Academics, where are the academics at on this one? Why aren't they complaining about these masks?
We're out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you missed any of the show, visit our archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.